Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. It's Monday, March 18th. Hope you all didn't celebrate too much for St. Patrick's Day. I myself did have a pint or two, but I kept it in check. It's a busy time right now. I'm sure you feel the same way, especially as spring is about to spring in the next few days. And, this is just my speculation, but as an analogy for us business professionals and business owners, the comic book character Superman seem to thrive on sunlight. So me personally, living in New York, I'm kind of happy that sunlight is coming and a little bit more warmth for the Latino side of me, but I hope you're having a good start to the week. I wanted to talk with you a little bit about the concept of time. My friend and colleague, Irene Gutman, who has advised me for many years, early on, in between the time where we were doing the radio show over at WRCR and this podcast, she introduced to me the concept of time shifting. Now, time shifting, obviously there's, physics level math that's involved. So, we're not going in that direction because I know my own weaknesses. But we all do it to a degree these days. And I want to talk with you about how to leverage it a little bit better. On Saturday night, my friend and colleague, Mike Kluger, who we worked together along with Jim Keenan in the company Sponsor Band, booked musical acts, artists across Rockland. We went over to this place, Roundtable Brewery, which, by the way, you've got to check out. And here is why. They took over Industrial Arts Brewing Company's space in the Garnerville Arts Center. And quite frankly, my thought toward Industrial Arts is, bye, Felicia. And here's why. They never supported local music. Roundtable Brewery does, and we saw it firsthand on Saturday night, so that's just a side note. Check them out, Roundtable Brewery, 55 West Railroad Avenue in Garnerville. But I'm hanging out with Mike, and I realized, I was like, oh, geez, I shouldn't have put that post out there on social this morning, where I was like, you know what? I'm going to produce a video game video segment from Ghost of Tsushima, this particular samurai battle called the Heavenly Strike, whatever, right? So, we finish up at Roundtable, and Mike was kind enough to drive me home. I appreciate you, brother. And, so I get in, and I'm ready to go to sleep, and I'm like, oh, I forgot. I promised I was going to do that. Now, it's a little bit of an overblown promise. If I don't post it on social, it doesn't mean that, the entire interwebs is going to blow up or something. It's something that I imposed upon myself, and I recognize that. But it's a fun hobby, all right? Now, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, let's time shift for a moment, all right? I was so obsessed with getting the video so freaking perfect, And, what was the response? Not that much, and I get it. People aren't into video gaming completely and so on, and I recognize that. All right, but I still wanted to at least stick with my own personal promises, let's say to myself, but also not lose sleep. So what I did was I basically took a very, very large process and I time shifted some of the elements to make it easier to get to the end result. All right. So for instance, 2 years ago, I would open up Adobe Premiere afterwards and I would take the video clip from the PlayStation, drop it into Adobe Premiere, and do some video editing so it was so cool, all right? Now, we have people for that at Rockland Web Design and so on, so I've been schooled on this, but I didn't want to stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning. It was already about 11:30, 12 o'clock. So basically what I did, and this is the time shift part of it, is I played the game, I recorded it, I immediately loaded it up to YouTube, and did no editing. Now, did I not get killed in the Ghost of Tsushima game a few times? I definitely got killed at least like 3 or 4 times, but I got to the end result, and in the end, nobody did watch the video game, and that's okay. you know, because the next morning when I went to look at all of the footage, I was like, ah, accomplishment, and I still got 7 hours of sleep. So it is possible. It is possible to time shift. It is possible to, at least in your own mind and heart, when applicable, condense time for the things that aren't as, let's say, universally important. If you need sleep, get that first, right? Or at least block out the time for getting that first. And, you know, you could drop in your hobbies and, of course, your business day into the appropriate locations. Another example of that, the time shifting component in a more negative sense, is on my podcast, I guess like about a week ago. Something that I didn't bring up completely, but, you know, we were under a deadline to finish the Town of Highlands Chamber of Commerce website. All right, and it's coming along good. We got the whole template and the design and the layout. We need help from the board regarding the colors and the content that's supposed to go in there. But in order to time shift, what I did was I took that process and I condensed it down to its most important elements. And those are the things that we move forward with, especially on a volunteer board. You know, obviously time is money, so we got to be careful with that as well. Anyway, the point is, on both of those endeavors, certainly as you're going into any sort of process, be it trying to get a little bit more sleep, build a website, build a house, discuss things with various colleagues and so on, you may not need as much time as you think that you do in order to accomplish those things. As long as you break it down to its most essential components, you can not only shift time, but you can master it. And then still have time for some video games every once in a while. But I'm now wasting your time and I shall be out. I gotta head over to the computer and get the morning started. I hope you have a great rest of the day and thanks for joining us on this episode of Work Smarter, Not Harder. Take care now. Bye-bye then. I should edit out that last part. Well, whatever. Mark your calendars for Stony Music Fest 10, the finale. That's right, folks. After 10 years, we're going to mic drop with the best festival that we've ever put on. Established in 2015, the Stony Music Fest is aimed for showcasing local musicians and artists in a really enjoyable environment. So this year, we're going to have four bands on stage overlooking the Hudson River yet again. But get this. It's more than just a one-day festival. It's a four-day festival, ladies and gentlemen. It starts off with Wednesday night, Incidental Contact over at Riverfront Park in Stony Point. And then the next night, Thursday, we're going to have an open mic jam. Friday night, we'll be at the Hudson Water Club with two bands. The main festival is on Saturday, July 13th. And then we're even going to have an after party over at Patriot Lounge. Our charitable recipient this year is Bridges, formerly known as the Rockland Independent Living Center, established in 1987. And they are a wonderful organization that helps people to live independent lives through education, business connections, and government advocacy. Vendors are available on site as well as food trucks. I'm telling you, this is going to be amazing. And I know this is a long commercial, but mark your calendars. From July 10th until July 13th, we're going to have Stony Music Fest 10. Four bands on stage. Our headliner this year is Lost Angeles. Don't miss this. Connect with us. Just look for us on Facebook, Stony Music Fest X, the finale, or you can catch all the updates at stonymusicfest.com. And we'll see you this summer.